Avakama Yerushalmi corresponding to Bavakama Bavli, Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Shoshu Mu'ud Leminoi Ve'inu Mu'ud Le'inu Minoi Mu'ud La'odim Ve'inu Mu'ud Le'behema Mu'ud Le'katanim Ve'inu Mu'ud Le'gudolim Le'min Shu'u Mu'ud Loi Meshalim Nezek Sholim Le'min Shu'inu Mu'ud Loi Meshalim Chatzi Nezek. If an ox that is mu'ud to gore oxen, and it's not mu'ud to gore other animals, or it's mu'ud to gore people and not mu'ud to gore animals, or it's mu'ud to gore small animals and not mu'ud for big animals, for what it's mu'ud, it pays full damage, and for what it's not mu'ud, it pays half damage. Amu lifnei Rabbi Yehuda, ha'ayihu mu'ud v'shabas v'seinu mu'ud v'yem v'sachol. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Yehuda, what is the law of an ox that's mu'ud to gore on Shabbos and is not mu'ud during weekdays? Amalahen v'shabas v'mashalim nezek shalim, Vida says that it pays full damage for going on Shabbos and half damage on a weekday. When does it become a tam again? It's after it refrains from going on three consecutive Shabbosis. The Gemara says, Mekemen shahoreg adam echad einai muad. The Gemara asks, well, once it killed a person, is it not killed immediately like a muad? How can an animal become muad for people? Rav Amar, b'shahorag shloisha akum. Rav Amar says, it killed three Gentiles. Rav Yosi ben Chanina Amar, b'shahorag shalash v'difreis, v'hein b'sharin sh'yesh v'odifosay negicha, sh'yem yotsu v'yem rishoin, v'nogach shvorim, v'sheni v'nogach klovim, v'shishi v'nogach chazirim, v'nidei shloisha minim, v'shloisha yomim, ma'u sh'yase shor mu'ad. Rav Yosi ben Chanina asked that if it chased three times, and we estimate that there's goring in its chasing. It went out on the first day and gored oxen, and on the second day it gored dogs, and on the third day it gored pigs. Through three species in 3 days, does it become a mu'ud? The Gemara does not answer this. Yotza v'yom rishoin v'nogach, v'sheni v'layotza, v'shishi yotza v'nogach v'chulei. And the Gemara asks, if it went out on the first day and gored, and on the second day it didn't go out, and on the third day it went out and gored, what's the law? Do we assume that had it gone on the second day, it would also have gored? Yeva v'tavlubta, let's suggest that Rav Ada bar Achva and Rav Huna disagree about this. This palgun neder shebadka adshma v'yem rishoin badka matzah tamei b'sheni like badka b'shishi badka matzah tamei. They argued about a neder who checked herself on the first day of Ziva and found herself tamei, and on the second day she didn't check, and on the third day she checked herself and found herself to be tamei. Rav Ada bar Achva b'shem Rav Nida Vadai, Rav Huna b'shem Rav Amar Nida Safik. Rav Ada bar Achva, quoting Rav, said that she is a Vadai Nida, meaning really a Zava. We assume that had she checked herself on the second day, she would have found herself Tommy. Rav Huna, quoting Rav, said that she is a Safik Nida or Safik Zava. Amar Rav Huna, Taman, Havina, Rarisha, Obesefer, Umsaisa. Ishtalis Lerav, Lerav Va'omar Sofik, Ishtalis Lerav Va'omar Vadai, Chaz Va'omar Sofik, Verav, Rav Ada Bar Achva, Le'yahava Taman Ele, Kadama Vadai. Rav Huna said that I was there the first time they asked Rav about this, I was there the last time, the third time, and I was also there in the middle time. This was asked of Rav, and he said Sofik, it was asked of Rav, and he said Vadai, and he was shocked again, and he said Sofik. Rav Ada Bar Achva was there only when Rav said Vadai. Rav Yemi b'shem Rav Amar Hilchasa Kuvmeya Batama Kuvyuda Bahurda. Rav Yemi, quoting Rav, said the halacha follows with Meir regarding a tam, and it follows with Yehuda regarding a muad. Let me take out the next few words. My time with Rav Yehuda, what is Rav Yehuda's source that an animal can be muad on Shabbosis? Mekeven da chamilain levusha nekiim oitu mishana da'ate. The answer is, since it sees people wearing clean clothes, this changes its temperament.